like to share with you in this week's Parsha Shmois, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rebbe Leva Yitzchak Zatzal. This week's Parsha, we have the story, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he ran away from Potter's house, he came to the desert, he was a shepherd. And then the daughters of Yisroi came home, and Yisroi said, wow, you came home so early. What happened to all the pasturing and giving to drink all the cattle? I said, oh, there was a Ish Mitzri, there was an Egyptian man, and he helped us. Vagam doloi dola lono. And he also drew for us, he drew for us the water. Ask Rebbe Lev Yitzchak, what's the double expression, doloi dola lono? Chu said, Vagam dola lono, he also drew water for us. What's the double expression? Everything in Torah is exact. I wish I had the time to go and explain this beautiful piece and explanation from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. There is a piece of Zohar that is brought down in our Parsha, Parsha Shmois, concerning how Moshe Rabbeinu met his Kala, his Tzipora, by the Be'er Mayim, by the well of water. And there's also similar a Zoya brought down a Pashas Vayetze about Yaakov meeting his Kala Rachel at the Be'emayim, at also at the well. Now, if you look at the wording, the Zoya, it looks very similar in the words of what's Pashas Vayetze and Pashas Shmois. And it's actually these Mephoshim that you look who translate the Zoya in Lashon Kodesh. They really make one big cholent out of it. It's all the same, one big drash. But come Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, and he asks maybe 25 diyukim, look good in the words of the Zohar of Parshas Vayetze and Parshas Shmois, and you'll see it's talking about two different things. And one question after another, he's medayik, unbelievable. For example, in our Parsha, it uses the words, Kirivu Ushma, come closer and listen to this drash. In Parsha Vayetze, he just says the word Shimu, come listen, but doesn't say Kirivu, come close. Many, many other duyuk. Explains in the Notcher of Rebbe Levi Yitzchak that the Zoya says over there, Sayin Parsha Vayetze and Sayin Parsha Shmois, that the Torah has a deeper meaning to the whole story of a meeting at the Be'ed, at the well. A well is a source of water, gives a person life, just like it's so bergashmius. Also, it is beruchnius. Yaakov's job is to give water, sustenance to Bnei Yisrael. Its meaning is he gives us Torah. He he teaches us part of the Torah. As I'll soon explain. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, he draws water and he also gives us Torah. We once spoke what it says in the Posuk, in Parshas Hazinu. It says, Torah tzivolonu Moshe, Moroshe kehilas Yaakov. There's a level of Torah that comes from Moshe. And there's also, mentions also Yaakov. Explains to Rabbi Yitzchak something very beautiful. In Torah, there are two levels. We find a Chumash, the Yaakov is called the Koton. Every word is exact. Rivka says, oh, my son Yaakov, the smaller one, Koton. By Moshe, this week's Parsha, it uses the word Vayigdal. He became big. In Parsha's Boy, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu became big, Godoil, Be'ini Paroi, in the eyes of Paroi, Be'ini Avodav. Brings down from the Rebbe's father, from the Arizal. We find also a posuk in Tehillim. In Perek Ayin Ches, posuk Hei, it says, Vayokom Eidus B'Yisrael, V'tsoida Shom B'Yisrael. There are two levels, explains the Arizal. There is the level of Torah, which is Yaakov, And that needs vayokom. You have to elevate it. You have to pick it up. And then there's a level of Torah, which is Yisrael. The Soyed Hashem be Yisrael. The simple explanation is, as explains all over in Chassidus, Yaakov comes from the word the heel. Yisrael comes from the word Liroish, the mind. In Torah, there are two levels. You have what's called Nigla de Torah, the revealed part of Torah, which is also in Kabbalistic language called Achrayim de Chochmah, the hinder part of the wisdom of Hashem. Why? Because it's enclosed in physical objects. You're talking about agriculture, you're talking about arguments between people, damages, marriages, divorce, God forbid, pure impurity, all physical objects and corporal gashmistika things. And in that part of Torah, where you're so engrossed, involved in the physical image of what's going on, you don't see so much, you could get lost and miss out the spirit, the ruchnis, the godliness that's behind it, the divinity that's in it. On the other hand, when a person learns Chassidus, over there, the Torah, so to say, is removed from its outer garments, and you get into the esoteric part of Torah, the deeper meaning of Torah. And that's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael. Also, same difference between the Torah that Yaakov gave us and the Torah that Moshe gave us. Which means a person can learn Torah on the level of Yaakov, which is the heel. So he's involved in Torah how it's in the practical sense, which is more nigla de Torah, halacha. But then there is Moshe, which is called Pchinas Das, like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanei Perek Mem Beis. He gave us the true knowledge and wisdom of Hashem. And that's also affecting the mind, the inner part of a person, the Chabad. That is the esoteric part of Torah. We truly get the wisdom of Hashem, the Taimei HaMitzvahs, the reason of all the mitzvahs. Not just how you practically do something, but also what's behind everything, what's the reason, and the depth, the spiritual source of all the mitzvahs, and in general about Hashem. And now you'll understand what the Zohar says. There is a level of Yaakov drawing water, which is Rachel, which is goes on Nigla de Torah. And then there's the higher level of Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu also gave us, which is the Pnimis HaTorah, the Pnimis of Chochmah, of the wisdom of Hashem. And that is referring to the marriage of him and Zipporah by the heir of this week's parasha. And that's why the difference over there, it's just a shimu listen. When you listen to something, it's still different. It could still be far from you. But in this week's parasha says, Kirivu Shema, come closer, because only through Chassidus can a person become close to Hashem in a very intimate, true way. And now, this is what Rabbi Levitzuk explains, that the double expression of drawing the water is referring to Moshe, but anyway, he came down Matan Torah. He gave us both the Halacha Torah, which is the level of Yaakov, but also another drawing. He gave us after the Torah of Torah Sechassidus. And that started then. Everything was given Matan Torah. You could look up in all these beautiful explanations how word by word, 25 questions Rabbi Levi Yitzchok asks. I bring it down now in the Yalkut Levi Yitzchok and Pasha Shmois. You can look it up. This beautiful, beautiful explanation.